The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Oil and gas companies use seismic air gun blasting to find oil and gas deposits, creating one of the loudest human-made noises in the ocean. However, according to government estimates, as many as 138,000 whales and dolphins along the East Coast from Delaware to Florida could soon be injured or possibly killed if seismic blasting is allowed. These tests not only threaten marine life, but also the communities and industries that depend on their health. Turtle ears may be small, but they're sensitive. Seismic blasts could cause auditory injury in sea turtles and also lead to behavioral changes that could interfere with nesting. All of the turtle species in the U.S., loggerhead, green, leatherback, hawksbill, olive ridley, and Kemp's ridley, are threatened or endangered. The recovery plan for loggerhead sea turtles specifically mentions seismic air gun blasting as a threat to rebuilding populations. After a seismic survey occurred in Australia in 2010, fishermen saw an 80% decline in scallops harvested, resulting in a loss of $70 million. If seismic testing were allowed along the East Coast, it could jeopardize the scallop industry and other important shellfish hatcheries and nurseries.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.